Welcome to the 8th Floors Podcast. Over the next several broadcasts, we're going to take a look at trends in educational technology, as well as looking at how you can learn more through offerings on the 8th floor. Today's topic is blogs. With us is Leanne Morris, a full-time instructor on the 8th floor. Leanne has done extensive study into the use of blogs within the classroom. So, Leanne, tell us, what is a blog?
Well, a blog is pretty much a website. It is, you've probably heard the phrase read, write, web. A lot of people think that that's really complicated, but it's not. If you think of a website, that's something that's pretty much read-only. A person builds a website, people can go in and read it. A blog is read-write. That means you can read it and you can write back on it. You can interact. So a blog is something that you can put out there. You can post something, put it out there, and then people can come back and interact or communicate with you via your blog site or your web blog.
So is it more like a conversation?
Can be. It can be a conversation, or it can just be you putting information out there. Journaling. Some people do it for personal reasons. Some people do it for professional reasons. Some people have classroom blogs.
So how difficult is it to set up a blog?
It's not difficult at all. It's probably easier than setting up your email, if you think of it that way. There are several free blogging sites that are available online. Blogger is one of them. That's the one that we use for the 8th floor community blog. And that there's basically three steps, and you can be blogging in just a few moments.
Well, tell me, why would a teacher want to use a blog in their classroom?
As there are as many reasons as there are teachers, students, or classes. One of the things that teachers like about students blogging is that they seem to create more authentic communication. They're blogging, they're writing for a reason beyond just getting a grade. It goes beyond just writing for the teacher. People are actually going to look at it. And if done right, people are actually going to evaluate it or comment on it or interact with whatever it is they have to say. So it basically, the whole act of learning to write and communicate becomes much more authentic than just writing on a piece of paper, turning in for a grade, and yeah.
If someone was interested in looking at a blog, what one particular blog would you point them to?
That's a little difficult to choose. There are so many different kinds of blogs. I've seen high school blogs. I've seen children's blogs. I've seen blogs that are run strictly by the students. There's one that I think is very cute and well-managed. It's a second grade classroom blog. It's called Mrs. Wyatt's Second Grade Computer Class Blog. If you look on the 8th floor blog, there is a posting for it. I think it's April 7th. If you go to the April 7th posting, there's a link that'll take you straight to Mrs. Wyatt's Second Grade Computer Class Blog.
Great information. One thing I wondered about, what if people are interested in more information in learning more about setting up blogs and how they can use them in their classroom? What would you suggest?
What would I suggest? Well, I would go straight to the 8th floors class called What About Blogs? And it's companion class, Podcasting Hype or Help?
Excellent. Thanks, Leanne.
You're welcome.